football tonight. Soup coming up as well. It's getting to be soup season. Mix 94.7, 821. Linda Bessie sits to my right. How are you, ma'am? How are things on this Friday?
I am wonderful. I'm glad to see the rain today.
Yeah, but the problem is we're going to see it today, tonight, tomorrow night. But we need it.
We need it.
We need it. And it gets you in the mood for cooler weather, for soup, and that's what the Lions Club's going to be doing, and that's what we're talking about this
Absolutely.
Morning. Now,
Absolutely.
Now, right off the bat, I pre-warned you, said I'm going to ask you some questions before we get there. For folks, Linda, who aren't familiar, what is the Lions Club?
The Lions Club is an international service organization. We've had a Lions Club here in town for 50-plus years, almost 60-plus years. We are a service organization. We do all kinds of projects. Like, for example, we maintain the Shelley Park Gardens all summer long. We pull weeds, plant the flowers, maintain them, water them. We do a Penn Center Christmas party every year, providing gift cards to the residents so they can go purchase what they may need.
Okay.
We assist with setting up the Friends of Music with their book sale every year at the library. We have fun night activities out at the Meadows from time to time. We provide free chili at the Window Walk. We have scholarships that we give to our high school seniors. But our biggest focus for Lions Club internationally is sight and vision.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of our biggest projects is our Kids Sight Project. We do pre-screening, preschool through kindergarten age children. And we actually own our own camera locally. We go to the daycares and preschools and kindergartens in West Delaware, Edco, and Maquoketa Valley,
Okay. And
screen kids every year. What those pictures do is we take pictures of their eyes, and those pictures are then sent to Iowa City to our Lions partners
okay,
down
like
there.
Main office
partners.
Kind of the, yeah,
well,
it's hub.
Partners yep. down there, and they can read those, and they can tell if a 2-year-old child has a vision problem that needs to have his glasses
mm-hmm.
or have follow-up with an optometrist or ophthalmologist. And so that is a big project that we do every year.
And I, as a kid, I remember, and I've known Lions Club members, you guys have those, if you go to like a restaurant, you used to have those little mints, you know, you can in the blue tray, and every once in a while you'd find those fizzy fruit mints.
Yes.
And I loved those as a kid. And then you'd also have like collection boxes for glasses and stuff like that
Correct.
Too.
Yes, and we still do have the collection boxes. We have them available at the drugstores here in town,
Okay. As
well as you can give them to any Lions Club member, and we will get them turned in appropriately.
So leading from there to what we're going to talk about, you mentioned chili for the Window Walk. I love chili.
Yes.
You got the big soup supper coming up. Let's talk
we
about
do.
It.
Yes, the soup supper is our main fundraiser that allows us to do all the things that we do. So on Tuesday night, we always have an election night soup supper.
Mm-hmm.
And so on election night from 5 to 7, we will be having a soup supper at the Fairgrounds Pavilion. That's Tuesday, November 8th from 5 to 7. It's all-you-can-eat soup, dessert, relish, and drink.
Ooh.
And the soups that we have are chicken noodle chili.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have Italian wedding soup and potato soup.
What is, Linda, and if you don't know the answer, that's all right. What is Italian wedding soup?
It's more of a, it's a thinner soup.
Okay.
It's just got a little bit more spice, but
okay.
I don't know the exact history, but by my understanding, it was important that at those weddings that they served this soup. It was for good luck, from
okay.
what I understand.
I've never tried it because
yeah.
I don't know
good.
What it is.
But, it's very good.
So you'll have that coming up Tuesday, election night.
Mm-hmm.
And are you needing volunteers to help, you know, clean tables, get things set up or anything like that?
Well, I think we've got the Lions Club pretty well have that in hand. We need people to come and eat.
Okay.
And so it's $7 for adults, $3 for children under 12. We will have carryouts available if you prefer to have a carryout, mm-hmm. but that is on, again, Tuesday, November 8th, 5 to 7.
Can I just like run to Quick Star, grab a gallon of milk, dump it out, come to you guys, all right, fill this? Or
oh,
how's that work? Or is it prepackaged and everything?
We've got some to-go containers
okay.
this year.
Okay.
In the past, we've not always had that, and we've asked them to bring their own.
Bring this a year, gallon jug.
Yes, this year we do have containers for to-go.
What about joining the Lions? How do you go about doing that?
We are always looking for new members. Just contact any Lions member, and we'll invite you to a meeting to see what we're all about. And this is a simple application that you fill out and send in your dues. We do have dues, and happy to have you.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
It is.
All right, so remind everybody, it's coming up Tuesday, election night. When and where?
So Tuesday, election night at the Fairgrounds Pavilion from 5 to 7. be happy to see everybody.
Absolutely. Linda, thanks for coming in this morning. And best of luck. Listen, we want to send a ton of people your way. Go vote, then go eat.
That's
and
right.
And do good each time.
That's
so,
right.
So, Linda Bessie with us. You have a great weekend, and good luck on Tuesday, all right?
All righty. Thank you so much.
Our friends Lions Club with us here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. We'll see what's new with Eric Walker as we set the tone for our Big Friday coming up here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.